أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his companions and his household and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, a short while ago I was watching one of the television stations in Arabic from the Middle East. The program was an interfaith one, and the questioner posed the question, who is to go to heaven and who is to go to hell? And I noted that one of the Muslim team was of the opinion that only Muslims will go to heaven and all the rest will go to hell. And I similarly noticed that one of the Christian team was of the opinion that only Christians are going to heaven and all others are going to hell. And I became alarmed because this was on television. Although I was not surprised, because all my life I witnessed many, many of those debates and the passing verdicts, who is to go to paradise and who is to go to hell. But the incident prompted me to perhaps talk to you about this. And after my long age in years so far, I think my views as a Muslim, very well committed to Islam, is to take the conclusion that human beings should not delve in that question of who is going to where. Leave the verdict to be pronounced by the judge, not by someone else. And in this connection, I remembered from the Quran, Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, وجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. ربي إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس، فمن تبعني فإنه مني، ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. O my Lord, keep me and my children away from idol worship. They have led so many people astray. So whoever follows me is of me. And whoever disobeys me, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. He didn't say, whoever disobeys me, then put him in fire forever. But this is the politeness. Because as a prophet, Sayyidina Ibrahim knew that nothing could set a limit or draw an end to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly in the Quran, in the famous conversation between Allah and the Jesus, son of Mary, when Allah asked him, did you ask people to worship you and your mother along with God, with Allah? And Isa would say, Subhanak, I wouldn't have the right to tell them something you didn't order me to tell them. If I said it, you must have known it. You know what is in me, in myself. I don't know what is in yourself. You are the knower who knows the unseen. And at the end is the conclusion. Jesus says, I only told them what you ordered me to tell them. Worship Allah. And at the end, Jesus says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you punish them, they are your servants. If you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He gave both options and left the decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even with Prophet Muhammad in the Quran we read, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. This is not a thing that you should be concerned with. Or maybe Allah wants to forgive them. Or maybe Allah wants to punish them because they are wrongdoers. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who passes those verdicts. And if you read the Quran, you don't select just one ayah and ignore the others. And if you are well versed with the Quran and with Islam, you will know that that decision is not a human decision, but it is a divine decision. It is for Allah only to decide who is going where. And this enables the Muslims to live with the other people, to make goodness to other people, to cooperate and to collaborate with other people in whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in whatever is an expression of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this respect, Islam declares that humanity is one family, the family of Adam and Eve, that all human beings are the creation of God and are acknowledged as human beings. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. It is not we have honored Muslims or Christians or Jews. The Quran says after Allah, we have honored the children of Adam. Just the mere fact that you are a human being makes you worthy of being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah instructs us to display love and express a loving nature, not only to human beings of our faith, not only to human beings of other faiths, not only to human beings with no faith, but even to animals, we should have this kind of nature. Even to non-animals, to the universe as a whole, we are God's vicegerents in this universe in order to make it better and not worse, in order to sow the seeds of peace and love and fraternity between all human beings, and to make this world a better place to live in, not to spoil it by poisons, by hatred, by wars, by killings, by unfairness. This is a trust from Allah, and Allah will hold us responsible for it. My last words, I've been thinking after the incident of September 11, what do the Muslims have to do? The Muslims are being tarnished and portrayed as evil people, and even priests and the people of religion attacked Allah, the God of Muslims, attacked Muhammad, the Prophet of Muslims, and attacked the Quran, the Book of Allah. What should we do? I think we have another duty to do besides having the Islamic centers and besides receiving Muslims and sometimes non-Muslims in order to know something about Islam. I think in the next phase from now on, Muslims should go into the society at large. We are American citizens, we should go into the American society to render services, to serve the sick, to help the poor, to spread charity, to teach, to give a hand to the weak, Muslim or non-Muslim. But we should show them that we are part of this society and a useful and a helpful and a loving part of the society too. And this is the only way to answer those who have made it their career to tarnish Islam and Muslims. American Muslims should render services to the American society. This is the people, the hospitals, and give a hand to everyone. And this, I think, is an important addition to what we have been doing so far. So far we have been at the receiving end. We attend the mosques, we listen to lectures, we learn, we pray, we become a better people. But a Muslim is like a fountain. you receive and you give. You take water and you spread that water. And this we should do in the community and society we are living in. Go out. Help the patients and the poor, visit hospitals, do charities. Don't lecture on Islam. It is enough to do the good thing and let it be known even by chance that this is a Muslim. Because the enemies of Islam are trying to depict Muslims as evil by nature. And the only answer is to go out into the society and show that we are good by nature, that we are good by our Islam. It will cost you nothing. But let us cease to be selfish. Let us not take and not give. And the next phase of Islam after September 11 will be to go out and let people see Islam in you. Because as long as you are sheltered in our Islamic centers or in the few churches that we visit and are friends with, the others will have an ample opportunity in order to tell the masses and the masses that Muslims are evil, until Muslims themselves go out and render service and give a helping hand and show the loving nature, then and only then will America change its views about Islam, and the day of winning friends to Islam will come, and it will come. It will come, if not through you, through others after you, but seek the honor and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do this service to your religion. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters, this world is cheap. People are engulfed in it and lose their heads. What is the world? You live a number of years and your life will come to a conclusion. Live 1 year or live 100 years. The end is coming. This is temporary. So utilize it in the best possible way in order to secure a comfortable place in the life that will follow this life and which will last eternity. Fill your hearts with love of God and God's creation and God's creature. Give and not only take. Be charitable. Be amicable. Don't hate. Don't envy. Don't be bitter, even if they are bitter to us. We shouldn't feel bitterness, because bitterness is never the answer to bitterness. Love is the answer to bitterness. And pray for them and pray that Allah guides them and shows them the light, and with His grace and through your efforts, العاقبة للتقوى. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم.